Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, SG Daily number 31. It is Wednesday, April the 3rd. April's still moving along. Looks kind of dark in the background if you're watching on YouTube, bit of a gray morning. And this month is just, it's feeling weird. I'm feeling the grind part of Solopreneur Grind this week. And I think that's pretty normal. If I look back through the first kind of like year and a half of this journey, I remember especially within the first 6 months, you know, the typical thoughts of are you doing the right thing, you know, doubting your business, going through the grinds of the day, and maybe you're not seeing so many quote unquote successes such as sales and big numbers and flashy results, because you're stuck doing the grind, right? And the grind, the way I think of the grind is like the day in and day out that doesn't necessarily lead to direct end results. So for example, you know, sales efforts that directly lead to sales, or, you know, anything that directly leads to measurable outcomes. So it's also, you know, it's tax season up in Canada. So I gotta figure out the books and get them to my accountant and just incorporated my main hustle, and so that has to be figured out with the bank accounts and all the paperwork. And these are all things that eventually kind of have to be done. They definitely don't all lead to actually none of them lead to new revenue, so they're definitely not pretty. And especially, you know, the last few weeks I was talking about introducing the new revenue stream for my firm, and that's kind of in place now, so I'm going through the motions of actually doing it now that I have a few sales. But the excitement of the sales are wearing off. So I'm in this sort of lull period where I just have to do work, which is fine. But, you're up and down and up and down. And then once in a while, you'll get a lull. Or maybe you're at the very beginning and every day is a bit of a lull because you don't have those big sales or anything like that. So the next question is, well, how do you fight through it, or how do you make the best of it? And luckily, I have a lot of practice because the first 6 months of my entrepreneurial journey, which I think a lot of people can relate to, is the first 6 months were really tough, right? So part of it is doing the business side and doing really well, or trying as hard as you can, testing different things. And then part of it is, how do you stay sane, right? Because especially if you're doing it full time, so maybe you're not, like maybe you're working full time, you're doing it as a side hustle, and you can rely on your job to, you know, you have the financial support, you still have that structure in your day, people don't think you're crazy because you're still working full time. But if you pull the plug on a job and start full time at point zero, the first 6 months can be real tough. And so it took a lot to figure out how to make the best of that and get through it. And I think just some other things that a lot of people preach really help. What I preach are things like, I mean, I think meditation is important to do almost every day, but something like journaling that I don't do every day is something that I'll bring back when I'm in one of those slumpy type weeks or months or just days. You know, pull out a pad of paper, pen, and just write about how you're feeling and why. And what you'll see is as you keep writing, I do it by hand. I don't find it's the same when you do it on the computer journaling, so I highly recommend you do it by hand. But you'll be very surprised at what comes out on the piece of paper. And the other thing you'll realize when you do it more than once, and there's a lot of people that recommend doing it every day, which I think is a great practice, is that you're pretty good at solving your own problems. Actually, we as humans are pretty good at solving human beings' problems, right? Excuse me as I take a sip here. So think about it this way. If a friend came up to you with a problem with their life or their business or whatever, it's fairly easy because you're an outsider to evaluate that and give them some advice if they want it. If they don't want it, you don't have to. But it seems a lot harder when you're in your own head to give yourself advice or realize what to do. And the act of journaling, I find, helps you take a step back and kind of, once you get into it, I'm not saying within the first three sentences, sometimes, But normally, after you write a paragraph or two and you're answering some questions to yourself or, why, and start digging a little deeper, it helps you kind of step back and take that objective view of your own life and give yourself, you know, advice that you would give to somebody else. And another way of putting that is, well, write a letter to yourself as if you're someone else, or take the perspective of someone else, or pretend that you have a friend that's going through the exact same situation you're going through and write to them or something like that. So that I find to be really, really helpful. This could be whether you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, full-time employee, if you're going through, you know, a wonky time or you're going through the grind and you're kind of struggling, then that's something I highly recommend. The other thing I did last night actually was re-listen to a podcast episode that really kind of, I don't want to sound corny, but it really touched me the first time I listened to it. And it stuck with me over the last few months. And I don't even know how or why, because it was probably about like 6 to 8 months ago that I listened to it, and I haven't listened to it since. And for some reason, I was just going through a bit of a funk yesterday, and it came in, I just started thinking about it came back into my mind for whatever reason. And I said, you know what, I have to listen to it. So I spent a part of last night re-listening to that episode, and we're coming up on 6.5 minutes here. I'm going to do something that I always hated. Maybe hate's a strong word, that I always disliked that other content creators do, but I'm going to leave you hanging with that. And I'm going to say today's Wednesday. I'm about to write the Wednesday email for Solopreneur Grind. I write one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The email subscribers are going to get a link to that podcast episode that I refer to. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow. So if you like what you hear, and you like my content, and you want the most up-to-date stuff, the most fun stuff, the most personal stuff, to be honest, goes in my email list. The link will be in the description, whether you're listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube. Join the email list. It's where I get the most personal with the fans, and it's where I give the most up-to-date updates and new content links and stuff like that. So anyways, hope this rambling about the grind kind of made sense. If you can relate to it, shoot me a comment or subscribe or shoot me an email if you want to talk about it, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. I know from experience that it can be tough. It can be tough going through the solopreneur grind. So if you want someone to bounce ideas off of or get, you know, talk to or whatever, just shoot me an email and hopefully I can help you out. Anyways, have a great day. Bye-bye.